Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
The text line is saying that I have to hit this. Now, I don't want to do this, especially not to my own mom. I feel like Wesley Snipes in that one scene on New Jack City. So I was telling you guys the story of how on Thursday I had to give my sister the Thanksgiving game ball. I think the torch might have been passed. I really do. I think the torch might have been passed. I think she might be Big Mama now. I think she might be. The text line is saying I got to do it. I got to be fair.
Barbecue chicken alert. Barbecue chicken alert.
Mom might be cooked. She might be. I'm talking Trent McDuffie, Jalen Watson on George Pickens.
Barbecue chicken alert. Barbecue chicken alert.
I didn't want to do it, but I got to be fair. I got to be consistent. That's the only way this show works. I got to be fair. And it was earned. I'm telling you that it was earned on Thursday. I do want to read this text really quickly, and then we'll get back to the Chiefs. Someone sent in, C-Dot, can you be honest and say that you're a fan of both sides? You are a Missouri football fan and a Kansas basketball fan. I feel like every year I have to give you guys this PSA, and I'm perfectly fine with doing this. Kansas as a university is really good to us and the show. Rob, whenever we need something from KU, they always help us. They know what team I cheer for. They're always super, super helpful. I would consider Brian Haney to be a personal friend. I like Brian Haney. I like KU. I don't have any issues with them. And as we get older, I just don't really have it in me the same to root against like 18 to 22 year old individuals, not with the same passion I did back in the day. So I don't have any issues with K-State. I don't have any issues with Kansas basketball. I don't have any issues with any of the institutions. I just don't like their fans. So whenever I make fun of KU, it's honestly only to make Kansas fans mad. I just don't like them. I really don't. Not one part of me likes Kansas fans. And I'm not saying I don't like people that don't cheer for KU. Rob is a Kansas fan. He ain't a KU fan. And you know, those are two very, very different kinds of people. I just don't like KU fans. I want to see those people be unhappy. I'm excited that their team is when they lose, just because it upsets them. But I'm supposed to feel that way, just the same way that some of you don't like Missouri fans. That's how I feel. So we're talking about like Kansas basketball, like the entity of it. No, I don't actually root against Kansas basketball. I only root against Kansas basketball because it makes KU fan unhappy. And making those people unhappy makes me happy. It brings me joy. The same way that like some of you are now going to root heavily against the Broncos. It doesn't have any effect on the Chiefs. But you just don't want to see the Broncos win the Super Bowl because you don't want those people to be happy. That's how I feel. Exactly how I feel.
You also feel the opposite. There are times where KU fan is going to be happy and it brings you nothing but pain.
Yeah, that's even worse. That's even worse. Then when you're happy, it makes me unhappy. That's the toxic relationship that I've created with the KU fan. So I don't want, if Derek Peterson scores 42 points tomorrow against UConn, part of me will be a hater. Part of me like, man, I can't believe it. They were right. Now you're going to be all excited. And then we know on Wednesday, you're going to be like, see, we told you he was Kobe. And it's going to be ridiculous. That's the relationship that we have back and forth. That's it. So, yeah, I will always have that stance. I really don't. KU basketball, KU football, great people. They're SID. Everybody over there is really great. Great. I don't want to see you guys win because it makes you happy. And that's, I don't want you guys to be happy really ever. Honestly, I don't really want you guys to be happy. Rob, let's say that the Chiefs were on a dating app. I'm not sure if you were on a dating app or you used to be on a dating app or I don't know your relationship with these things. Say that the Chiefs were like a Bumble page. What do you think the Chiefs' red flags would be? And what do you think is their big red flags? And I haven't been on these things in a while, but you got to give like a description, right? Like you give a description about what you like and your interests. And then sometimes people put things on there. They're like, all right, hey, maybe if you're not into me, you should just go the other way. And everybody's got a red flag. A lot of teams in the National Football League have a red flag. What do you think is the Chiefs' biggest red flag?
In a weird way, I like your dating analogy. I'll run with it here. I think the Chiefs are a girl you see on Bumble, Hinge, Tinder, whatever the kids are using nowadays. And you're like, wow, she is gorgeous. What is she doing on these apps? She is way too attractive. I'm definitely swiping right. You're like, oh man, everything's perfect. Because on paper, it looks perfect with this Chiefs team. We were talking in the offseason like they could be. It was the revenge tour, and this is the best streaming core Mahomes has had since the Legion of Zoom. Like, these things, these conversations happened in August. On paper, it looked great. And then something happened, and it's not great. I think that's what the Chiefs are. They look great on paper. They look great on the app, and then you swipe right, and then you meet them, and you're like, wait a second. Something's not adding up. You have all this baggage. You have all these stories where it feels like actually you're at fault. You're telling stories about how you have, you know, you've burned bridges with every single friend you have. Like you've been fired 5 or 6 times. Like that something's not right. It feels like it might be you. You might have a real red, many red flags here. But on the app, you looked great. That's why I swiped. That's the Chiefs. In August, it was all good. It was revenge tour. Mahomes is the MVP. Hey, watch out. Rashee Rice is coming back. Legion of Zoom. We on this show, people argued on the text line that Xavier Worthy could be a 1,000-yard wide receiver this year. It was all systems go. And then you got into the games. You're like, wait a second. Their offensive line might be a little bit overvalued. Their receiving core is a little bit overvalued. They can't run the football. What happened to the pass rush, the secondary, whether it be for personnel reasons or for just talent reasons, isn't quite as good as we thought. Like the special teams took a massive regression. Like what is transpiring here? Because on paper, it looks great. That's how I feel about the Chiefs. They look great on the apps. And then you get to talking to the person. You're like, wait a second. And it's all red flags. All.
Text line 913-586-7965. If the Chiefs were a dating profile, like if they were a Bumble or a Hinge or a Tinder, what do you think their red flags would be? Because to me, the answer seems very, very obvious. The Chiefs only have 2 players who have more than 2.5 sacks this season. It's December. George Karlaftis has 5 sacks, which having 5 sacks is really good if that's your third option. Like, part in this conversation that puzzles me is if you are somebody that believes that Chris Jones is getting double teamed and triple teams and teams are helping on Chris Jones, and that's why the numbers are down. And I think in some ways, especially with where he rushes from, teams are certainly helping and trying to eliminate him from the pass rush. No question about it. How does George Karlaftis then have 5? Like, if you're playing with a guy that's seeing that much attention, how do you have 5? How do you have Charles Omenihu with 2? I mean, just think about it. Out of the guys that you were telling me their pass rush is supposed to come from, like you're telling me their pass rush is supposed to come from George Karlaftis, Chris Jones, Charles Omenihu, Mike Dana. Between the 3 of them, they have 11 sacks, or 4 of them. They have 4. 4 of their top 4 pass rushers have 11 sacks. That's what the leader for the Broncos has by himself. And I know there are criticisms about the Chiefs' defense and their ability to get off of the field. if you have to generate pass rush because of your safeties, and you have to generate pass rush because of your corners, and on third and fourth down, you can't just trust your D-line to win those matchups. You drop seven, you drop eight, and you can't play coverage with those guys and still get pressure. It shows holes in your defense. I'm sorry. Drew Tranquil is not supposed to have the same number of sacks as Charles Omenihu. Drew Tranquil is not supposed to have twice as many sacks as Mike Dana does this season. You're paying Mike Dana to get to the quarterback. And if you can't get to the quarterback, exactly what it is that you do here. Mike Dana has one sack and two tackles for losses. So that means aside from the sack, he has one other tackle for loss. Who's living in the backfield? Who causes disruption? And where I'll push back on the schedule and that it's lightening up and it's getting easier and all of those kind of things. I mean, you're going up against C.J. Stroud, Bo Nix, and Justin Herbert. I don't care where those games are being played. If you can't get to the quarterback, you are going to put yourself in a bind. This league is simple. You got to get off the field. And if you're not going to be a team that takes the football away, you're not a ball hawking, force fumbles, interception kind of defense. Man, you got to be a team that on a third and five, you get a sack. And yes, that's not registered as a turnover, but you have now forced a punt and now you regain possession. But why they can't get off the field is because they don't get pressure with their defensive linemen at all. We're asking the question here, 913-586-7965. If the Chiefs were a dating app, if they were a dating profile, what would you say their red flags are? I think their red flag is the defensive line. I think that is the biggest problem with the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't think their defense can get off of the field. And I think there is only so much scheming you can do as a defensive coordinator that at some point you need one of your front four defensive linemen. You need them to beat their man in front of them and disrupt timing. And they did not do that. They didn't do that against Josh Allen. They didn't do that against Bo Nix. They didn't do that against Dak Prescott. Man, they lost all of those games. We'll read your answers coming up on the other side. We're talking about the Chiefs here on The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. On your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Welcome back into the show. We're asking the question right now, if the Chiefs were a dating profile, if they were on Plenty of Fish or Hinge or I don't know what websites people are using, what would you say that the Chiefs' red flags are? We're talking about this because Andy Reid says he believes that the Chiefs have just been one or two plays away from turning this thing around.
Yeah, so Pete, you're one or two plays away. And that's what this game is. I mean, you look at our season, we're one or two plays off. And we've got to take care of that, whether it's a penalty at a crucial time, possible turnover somewhere, or having a chance to create a turnover. We're right in position where if we can figure out those two, three plays, you flip this around. I mean, you're talking 3-point game, one score games here that we're dealing with. So, but you've got to do that and you got to figure that out. And that's our challenge. As coaches, we got to make sure we're putting the guys in the right position. Got to make sure we're mentally prepared to play four quarters and then have a positive attitude. You're not going to hear a lot of positive from the outside coming in. So you got to make sure that you understand where you really sit and the opportunities that you have sitting in front of you. And, I know our fans understand that. I mean, you guys understand it. You're here, but there's still opportunity.
That was Andy Reid earlier today when he met with the media. I'll play one more cut for you guys. I mean, I don't disagree that the feeling around the Chiefs, at least from the outside, is not going to be positive. You can't really fool the public when it comes to these things, especially when they're used to a certain caliber. Like if you've been going to a restaurant for your whole life and then you start to realize that the food quality dips or the service dips, like your loyal customers are usually the first ones to know. Rob, there was a point when you were watching Kansas basketball that you realized, hey, this isn't the KU teams that I remember growing up. Like those KU teams used to run circles around the rest of the conference. There was a point where you realize, hey, I don't think KU can do that anymore. I think there are a lot of people, maybe I'm overselling this, that are kind of where I am. Man, I have given the Chiefs every benefit of the doubt this year. Oh, well, I mean, no way they can lose that game. Oh, man, the Chiefs, they always win these games. Oh, man, this is when they turn the switch. I've given the Chiefs every out. At some point, you just kind of got to sit there and you just got to come to the conclusion, hey, maybe I was wrong. Maybe we were wrong about this team. And more specifically, at least when it comes to Andy and talking about what I think his role in all of this is, everything that Andy is describing is execution, which is a coaching thing to me. It's a coaching thing. Do you trust? Let's remove the players from this. Three people can help fix this. Andy Reid, Matt Nagy, and Steve Spagnuolo. I guess Dave Tope. You want to throw him in there too as a special teams guy, but they didn't lose on Thursday because of the special teams. Are they able to get this team in a position where they do fix those mistakes? And if those mistakes start happening again, are they ready to do something drastic? Because, I mean, I can play you audio from week two where the Chiefs told us, hey, man, if Jalen Moore keeps doing this or if this person keeps, hey, well, we're making a change. That change never happened. So some of the disbelief that I think is coming from outside the building, I would say was created through their own actions. So we're asking the question, 913-586-7965, what do you think is the Chiefs' red flag? I think it's their defensive line. The Chiefs haven't gotten a sack in 2 weeks. You're not going on the road and beating a team like the Dallas Cowboys if you're not getting pressure on the other team's quarterback. They didn't get pressure on the other team's quarterback. That quarterback made one or two more plays than your team's quarterback, and that ultimately ended up being the difference. I do want to read from the text line and hear what you guys had to say to this question. Rob, what do you think it is? What's their red flag?
Maybe this is going to come off like me being a hater, and that's fine. I think they have more than one red flag.
I agree with that.
Maybe they have a bunch of, what's the term? Like they may not, red, like a bunch of salmon flags for a color analogy. Because like, as much as I hate running back, they just can't run the ball. They've committed to it the last couple weeks. They've been running their head into a wall with 3 yards and a cloud of dust. It's 2025. It's not Tom Osborne football. That doesn't work. Now, specific to the now, they have health issues. Like, their left tackle, who missed 4 weeks, now out again for a to-be-determined amount of time.
Juwan Taylor might not play either.
Juwan Taylor might not play either, so that's a red flag. I don't think their wide receivers are as good as people think they are. I don't think their wide receiving core is bad. I've seen a bad wide receiving core in Kansas City. I don't think this group is bad, but we talk about this group like they're the Legion of Zoom part two. They are not that. Rashee Rice is not about to be out there and be Tyreek Hill in his prime. Xavier Worthy is not souped up Sammy Watkins. They're good, but they're not transcendent. I agree with you on pass rush. Their pass rush just, it doesn't exist. If you don't blitz corners or whoever, I don't know. And you know what? I don't think their secondary is without sin either. And I think this might be on coaching too. Chamari Connor has to stop playing. I don't know why he's out there. Maybe he needs the exercise. Maybe his cardio meter shows that he's not running around enough. They need him on the play. But it feels like every week it's, oh man, find 27, target 27. And guess what they do? They throw at 27. So I don't know, they have one red flag where it's like, hey, if you can just get over this, for your dating analogy, you have a chance to be in wedded bliss. I think they have a lot of smaller issues that we just didn't see in the beginning of the season. And maybe it's my fault, maybe it's your fault.
I think we saw them, and I think we thought that they were going to be corrected.
Correct.
Like you saw, like, their inability to get to the other team's quarterback. We saw in the week one game against the Chargers. I just think we thought, oh, well, they'll fix it. And this is usually the time in the season where it gets fixed if you cheer for the Chiefs. This is normally the time where the Chiefs start to show everybody, hey, we're still the best team in the league. They had that opportunity to me in November. They failed. This, to me, this text right here, and I don't mean to single this person out, but I think this is like indicative of, I think, where a lot of people are. So we were asking the question, Rob, what would you say are the Chiefs' red flags? This is the same person sending these two messages. Hey, guys, I think their red flag is offensive tackle, health, running back, Nick Bolton, D-line, their secondary, and special teams. But I do agree with Andy, and I think we're going to run the table to win another Super Bowl. You don't win the Super Bowl and have all those problems. It's impossible. I'm sorry. you don't have those kinds of red flags. Hey, we can't run the football. We can't stop the pass. Our offensive line isn't healthy. We don't get after the other team's quarterback, but we're about to put it together and go on a run. No, you're not. No, you're not. And that's where I think a lot of people are. I think people are struggling with giving up on the Chiefs because it has been impossible to give up on the Chiefs. For 5-6 years, they have always figured it out. For the first time, I don't believe they are going to figure it out. And I've been holding out for a while. But I told you guys heading into the Cowboys game, it was going to be impossible for you to sell me a team that was 6-6, that has been inconsistent and up and down, that now they're ready to go 5-0. It was going to be tough to sell that to me. They're a 500 football team. They need a lot of work to really do this thing. And to me, their season comes down to 3 games. Do you think they're going to go 3-0 in those 3 games? I'm not worried about Tennessee. I'm not worried about the Raiders at the end of the season. Let's go and put those games that, okay, whatever. They got 3 games. They got to beat Houston, Denver, Los Angeles. They got to win all 3 of those games against teams that are almost in the exact same position that they're in. They're fighting for something. Denver's fighting to be the 1 seed. The Texans are fighting to possibly win their division. Still very much in play if you're Houston to win your division. The Chargers looking to grab a playoff spot. These are 3 teams that equally have something to lose in all of this. So it's a playoff game for them as well. So the whole notion of, oh, it's the other team's Super Bowl, it's your Super Bowl right now too. And one misstep, one mistake, one anything, that is just enough to have you on the outside looking in at what the playoff picture looks like. 913-586-7965. Rob, let's switch gears a little bit, and we'll get back to the Chiefs here coming up momentarily. I love college football. In some ways, I think I would say college football is my favorite sport. It's my favorite sport to follow and watch on a day-to-day, game-by-game, week-by-week basis. I really love college football. We used to have a system where you couldn't lose at all. 0 losses. That's all that mattered. It didn't matter who you played as long as you had a 0 in the loss column. So I think teams manipulated their schedule to make sure that they had 0 losses. We then entered into a new era where you could lose 1 game. You could lose 1 game. I mean, obviously, if you don't lose at all, you're guaranteed to keep advancing. But it gave you a little bit of grace. hey, you can go schedule this team. Hey, that last second field goal, it doesn't completely end all of your hard work. You don't have to be perfect. We'll give you a little bit of grace. And now we have entered into a system that gives you two mulligans. You can lose two separate times in the season and still have a chance to compete for a national championship. So it has been, just by definition, this is the easiest time there has ever been to still be in the championship conversation because there's more spots. There used to just be two spots. Then there were four spots. Now we have 12 spots that are available. So there's just more room for error. There's more margins. You got to take more teams. I never want to be at a place where we got to start accepting that you lost three losses throughout the course of the year. I don't ever want to be in that position. And I'm sitting here and I'm listening to Texas and I'm listening to them make all the excuses in the world about their record and about their schedule and why they should be in when you guys know my stance. I don't know why we just don't tell these teams, I'm sorry, you weren't good enough. Try again next year, because that's my message to Steve Sarkisian.
If you really look at the body of work and you look at the Southeastern Conference and what we have to go through every week, you look at the non-conference schedule we play to go to Ohio State in week one and lose by seven when we outgain them by nearly 200 yards, we got a really good football team. And it would be a disservice to our sport if this team's not a playoff team when we went and scheduled that non-conference game. Because if we're a 10-2 team, it's not a question. But we were willing to go play that game. So is that what college football is about? Don't play anybody and just have a good record, or play the best and put the best teams in the playoff, and we're one of the best teams.
Texas wants credit for simply playing Ohio State but losing. That's what they want. They want a pat on the head of, hey, you guys assume the risk of a home and home with maybe the best program in college football. So even if you win the game, you get all the positives from winning the game and going on the road and winning at the horseshoe, but you don't want any of the negatives that could potentially come from you losing the game. I don't think the game should work that way. But I think it is important to note, them losing to Ohio State is not what is going to keep them out of the college football playoff. Not at all. Them losing to Florida is what is going to keep them out of the college football playoff. Florida is terrible. They're terrible. Florida, they have four wins this season. They beat Long Island. They beat Mississippi State. They just beat Florida State. Three very mediocre teams this year, and they beat Texas. I'm sorry. You can't lose to a 4-8 team and a bottom five team in the SEC and then tell me that you're one of the best teams in the country. No, you can't be both. I'm sorry. Not at all. That's not the way this works. We're only having this conversation because they're in the SEC. And this is where I think non-SEC fans are just fed up with it. You guys get to win every hypothetical argument, and we will create different rules for you that don't apply to anybody else. There is not a three-loss Big Ten team we'd be arguing about. There's not a three-loss Big 12 team that we'd be arguing about. The rules to me seem very, very simple. And the only conference that wants to move the guidelines every single time is the SEC. We let you lose two times. Everybody knows the rules. Everybody is signed up for this. You can lose two times and still make the playoffs. You can't lose three. We have given you more grace, more margin for error than at any point in the history of the sport, and you guys still complain about it. No, I'm sorry. Win more games. Oklahoma only has two losses. Vanderbilt only has two losses. Oklahoma is going to get in because they follow the rules. Vanderbilt has a chance to get in because they follow the rules this season. You guys didn't. You knew the gamble when you scheduled Ohio State. You knew the gamble. You lost. You lost 14-7. You lost. I'm sorry. Be better. You weren't better. Try again next year. That's my message to Texas. You cannot lose three times.
So you hit this on the head, clean and simple. As a non-SEC fan, now I'm not an SEC hater, but as a non-SEC fan, the only conference that does this is the SEC. And then we both know it's going to happen. It's going to be like Wednesday morning, and someone's going to tweet out, hey, here are the playoff matchups of the league if start today and what the FanDuel betting odds would be. And someone's going to be like, oh, how dare you put this team in? Let's create the hypothetical betting line for if Texas was in, and then we all fall over ourselves and be like, well, that's why Texas deserves to be in more. We have to stop this. The system is simple. Don't lose more than two games. And the Texas game against Ohio State was a freebie. It was a mulligan. For golfers, it was a breakfast ball. right on the first tee box, it does not matter what happens. You could win, you could lose, you could draw. No one was going to punish you for Ohio State. You know what we're punishing you for? You said it perfectly. Florida. That's what we're punishing you for. You know why we're punishing you? Because you needed a 20-point comeback to beat Mississippi State. I know they won that game, but let's look at the box score. They survived in Starkville, and Mississippi State was terrible this year. Real bad. So no, Texas did not belong in the playoffs. But I think this problem is beyond just the SEC. This is a name brand problem, because you heard it say that it'd be a real disservice if our team didn't make it. I don't see the SEC talking heads, Paul Feinbaum and this group, going on there and telling me about how Vanderbilt deserves to be in when Vanderbilt has a legitimate case to be in the College Football Playoff. Will they get in? Probably not.
Vanderbilt lost to Texas.
They have a better resume than Texas, though. But they have better wins and no bad losses. Their worst loss is Texas, who's 9-3. Like, Vanderbilt has a legitimate chance to make the playoff. I don't hear the SEC, you know, power brokers telling me about Vanderbilt. It's a name brand problem. We're going to have this same conversation in a week when Notre Dame is in the playoff. And how dare you put Notre Dame in? That's because name brands feel like they're entitled to something. And it is a uniquely college football problem. In college basketball, we have these arguments for 2 days. How dare North Carolina make the first four? And then you know what happens? They disappear, and we don't care about them anymore. In college football, the name brands act like being a name brand means they get special treatment, and then we have to talk about it for 6 weeks. It's mind-numbing.
Yeah, and this is probably a hybrid of both what you and I are both talking about. I just don't want every year in the college football playoff, the team we're going to argue about is the sixth team in the SEC. We did this exact same thing last year with Alabama. Alabama wasn't good enough. I can't remember. I think they lost like Kentucky or somebody last year.
That's Oklahoma.
Yeah, like you can't. I'm sorry. Like you can't lose these games and then still make the argument that you should still be in there. You just can't, at least for me. So this year, hey, Texas, you know what? You guys had a good season. Why don't you accept your Peach Bowl that you have coming up? I'm sure it'll be fun for those who plan on attending. I'm sure it'll be great. But no, you cannot go to the college football playoff. That would be my message to the Texas Longhorns. I want to play for you guys what Lane Kiffin had to say. Here he is where he is talking about the decision to leave Ole Miss and head to LSU.
Just, it was really difficult. This has been a really special place. 6 years here. I know that there's a lot of feelings and emotions right now around. I hope when they settle down that there's an appreciation about what we were able to do here and having, you know, the best run that's ever been done in the history of the school, and brought some exciting times. So I'm so appreciative to the people of Oxford and the relationships that I developed here. And you know, when I spoke at my dad's funeral, he moved 17 times. And I realized when all the people, I got all the letters, calls, people showed up from around all those different spots, NC State, all the different spots he coached, and they said he was able to impact them and how much that meant to them. And so I've really strived since that day to really try to impact people and help people through life, through my journey. So just prayed a lot and made a family decision and, you know, hopefully get a chance to go, you know, impact a whole new set of people.
That was Lane Kiffin as he met with the media to explain why he is leaving. I want to be very clear about who I think Lane Kiffin is. I think Lane Kiffin is a phenomenal head coach. To win double-digit games in two of your 3 years at Florida Atlantic, to then leave Florida Atlantic and go to Ole Miss and win double-digit games in four out of five seasons. You couldn't have won double-digit games in 2020, the COVID season. I mean, four of their last 5 years, they have won double-digit games. They have won and gone to some pretty important bowl games. The Sugar Bowl, the Peach Bowl, the Gator Bowl. I mean, they're about to go to the college football playoff this year and should host a game. I think this is going to work for Lane Kiffin at LSU. I think Ohio State is the best job in the country. I think if you talk about fan support, the machine that has been created consistently year in, year out, I think Ohio State is the best job. I think LSU is number two. And I think if you get somebody with the personality like Lane Kiffin, I think people just like Lane. I think people like him. I think people like being around him. I think he's like very personable and knows how to turn it on. I think if you give that person all of the resources and advantages that come with being the head coach at LSU, I think you got a shot to do something really, really special there. Now, maybe Lane Kiffin leaves. I mean, he probably will leave. And I do think that If the Alabama job ever come open, that is a job that Lane Kiffin will 100% entertain. I think he wants to be Nick Saban. And you beat Nick Saban by going to where he was and trying to have great success. I think Lane can have a lot of success at LSU. I really do. I mean, if you can win double-digit games in 4 out of 5 years at Ole Miss at that program with, I think he's done a great job, but I think people will acknowledge, like, Ole Miss has some limitations that I don't know if you have at LSU. And the amount of kids that you're going to be able to just recruit straight out of high school, also the kids you're going to commit to the transfer portal, the culture that's down there, the alumni base. Like, you can sell a recruit on just about anything. NIL, they're giving them $25 million. Hey, if you're a wide receiver, I can get you on the phone right now with Ja'Marr Chase. I can get you on the phone right now with Justin Jefferson. You tell me what position you want to play in the NFL. We got all pros at that position that we have created. I think there's a lot of advantages there. I get why Lane wanted to take the LSU job. I think it's the second best job in the country. Man, he didn't have to play it this way. There's a way to leave with dignity and a way to leave and really show how much you support Ole Miss and how much Ole Miss really means to you and really helped turn your career around. Lane Kiffin was not popping like this. He wasn't. Lane Kiffin was in Florida Atlantic just a couple of years ago making $1 million. They went and got him and gave him $8 million and have basically turned things over. And they were willing to match almost everything that LSU has. They got money down there too. But the allure of a job that 3 of the last 4 coaches have won the national championship at was just too much. And now he is the new head coach at Louisiana State University. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Mitch Holtz, voice of the Chiefs. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
I feel like I've asked this question before, but I honestly can't remember. So if I have, text line, remind me. 913-586-7965. Now, I don't know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, but I don't live in a neighborhood in which this would be applicable. Rob, are the kids going around shoveling sidewalks and driveways like they used to back in the day? Now, you guys know that I'm not a big fan of the cold. But usually when I tell you guys I'm not a fan of the cold, it's you guys want me to sit outside for Sunday night football when I can very easily watch it at home on television. Like, I don't have any interest in going outside and watching football in this weather. No, I got it inside. Little fireplace in there, little blanket, little food. It's great inside watching the game. So y'all got it. I don't want to be out there. But when I was a kid, me and one of my next door neighbors, oh, we loved when it snowed. And not just because we didn't have to go to school. You're telling me right now that there is a money glitch outside that for the things that I want to buy, because you know, when you're a kid, you ask your mom, your dad, hey, can I have so-and-so? And they tell you no. And you're like, you're wondering why. Well, get your own money. And then you realize, well, if I made my own money, I could buy what I want. There's this CD that I want. If I go out and make the money, I can just buy it for myself. Rob, I don't know if you were a big video game kid, but you remember back when PlayStation used to have those PS2 greatest hits games? So it might have been a game that you missed out on, but it was super popular, and you could pick these games up for around 20 bucks a piece. So you're telling me I can go outside, and if I bundle up, and if I can just shovel snow for 2 hours, I can pay for two or three games? Oh, it was a come up. Once or twice a year, what did I want? I could go get it. Are we passing this down to the young kids? Because now they got more technology than we had. You can get a snow blower. They got like mechanical shovels. I mean, you really, if you put a little bit of money into it, you can really go out here and really make some stuff happen, shoveling snows and driveways. And Rob, I know there's a lot of people like me and you. I have no interest in doing that. So I'm happy to pay the little 12, 13-year-old kid, hey, man, go handle that for me. I don't want to do that. I got to go out. My back hurts. I don't want to do this. Are the kids going around door to door, knocking on doors like back in the day, trying to shovel somebody's driveway for a little extra coin?
I will tell you, I can only speak for my neighborhood. I would say first and foremost, man, I hope so. But in my neighborhood, I have not seen it on snow days. Remember last year we had, I believe it was around Martin Luther King Day. We had that massive snow. It was the day the Chiefs got thumped by the Broncos in the game that didn't count.
Yeah.
We had a massive snow that day. The next day, me and you didn't have work. It was very bad outside. Kids had the day off for snow. No one came to my door, knocked it, rang it, and said, who wants to do the driveway? We'll do it for 20 bucks. So I ended up doing it. So maybe that's unique to my neighborhood. Maybe my little neck of the woods doesn't have kids running around. I mean, we live in a neighborhood that doesn't have a lot of high school kids in it. So maybe that's just a product of where we live. But I can only speak for me personally. I have not seen kids on the come up doing that, because I would say it was seasonal. In the winter, it was, I'm going to shovel some driveways and sidewalks, make a little coin. And in the summer, hey, dad's at work. I'm borrowing the lawnmower. I'm walking down the street. Who needs me to mow the lawn? Same game, same 20 bucks 100%. In your pocket.
I actually think the shoveling snow is a little bit easier than doing the house, like the gardening. I'm not too interested. I wasn't.
At that age, yes. As an adult, it's way easier to.
No, that makes sense.
As an adult, way easier.
And it's not even, when you start shoveling snow, it's like oddly not cold anymore. Like your body, you're moving, you're sweating, you're picking up. It doesn't get that cold. I can stay out there for a little bit and do it. I just didn't know. Because I would say all the other things, I mean, I see the kids do. The kids still go sledding these days, don't they? I mean, you can put down the Fortnite for a little bit and you can go outside and you can go sledding. The kids still like a little bit of the outdoor activities. They're still making a snowman. Have you ever made an igloo before? I never made an igloo before.
We haven't had enough snow in my neighborhood to ever go full
igloo. Okay, I didn't know. I don't think I've ever seen an igloo in real life before. Have you ever seen an igloo before?
I don't believe I've ever seen an igloo in real life. I don't really vacation in the polar area, so I can't really.
I would say the two things that, like, you know, we talk about like two Americas.
Mm-hmm.
I would say there are some things that are like what phase you are in your life. Because when you were a kid, you hated taking a nap. Like, taking a nap was like the worst thing you could possibly have suggested to you. Like, oh, you're a little tired, taking a nap. Well, no, I'm not taking a nap. Like, that was one of those things. I would say it is now flipped. When it snows, when you were like a 9, 10 years old, snow days were like some of the best days. But now, at least when it comes to our job, I know everybody's job is different. Rob, you and I just can't be like, no, we're not coming today. So when it snows, you're like, man, I got to get up. I got to do all of this, man. I hate when it snows. Because all I want to really sit there and do is I just want to sit there and watch Netflix, you know? I don't get the ability to work from home like you guys. I don't get the ability to just at 11:30 be like, you know what? I'm not coming in today. No. Radio don't get no off days. I got to get up. I got to get to it. I hate when it snows for that reason. I be mad when it snows. Naps and snow days completely changed. Because I used to hate a nap. Oh, I love a nap now. I love a nap. My weekend isn't complete if I don't take a nap at some point. Just let me a little hour, man. Let me a little cat nap. And now when it's the snow day, man, you got to go outside. You got to drive in this. I got to scrape the car off. Miserable, man. I hate it.
I also would say, like, nowadays with kids, talk about back in my day, we're losing recipes type energy. Do kids wake up early on days where it's snowing to check, you know, your local TV station to see the names flashing across the bottom line? Now, there are probably people listening who had a different system other than the bottom line, and that's fine. But when I was a kid, you know what the graphic looked like? You'd have, all right, Belton, all right, don't care. Blue Springs, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Because I was in Blue Valley, and you would hope, come on, Blue Valley, come home. And if you didn't see it, you had to go upstairs and get ready for school. Like, what do kids do nowadays? They wake up, they have a text alert, they have an email alert, hey, school's canceled, they go back to bed. Like, I think some of the excitement that we had for kids for a snow day that we've lost as adults, you're right, A, our job, we can't work from home, but B, it's like you wake up, you're like, oh, there's like a drain to it. Kids nowadays don't know how good they have it.
Someone on the text line says, I'm 34 and I take vacation days when it snows and I go door to door and I can easily make about $300 in 3 hours with just a shovel. I honestly, for a lot of people, that probably is like a smart thing to do. For like a lot of people, if you just told your boss you're not going into work and you just was like, hey, you know what, this morning I'm just going to go around and like shovel, I bet some people would make more that day than they would by just going to work. That actually is like a really, really good idea. Get outside, man. Get a shovel. Spend a little bit of investment, man. Get you a snowblower. You can knock that bad boy out in about 15, 20 minutes and be on to the next house. That's smart. I'm telling you. That's very, very smart. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by Mitch Holtz's voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. I was told he's going to be in studio, but I could see with the weather. It might end up being a phone call. Nonetheless, Mitch Holtz is going to be on the show. That's coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.